Daniel from AM, Nina Cried Power here on Today FM. I want to talk about times that you have tried to con your parents, because we're all normal here. Like, we've all done it. We've all went out there and tried to pull the wool over our parents' eyes. Yeah, we have, yeah. And if you're sitting there and you're kind of, well, I never told a lie. That's my house. I was good at two shoes in my house. I never did that. You, my friend, are talking SH1T. Because it happens, and it happens all the time. A very interesting story came to light last night with a gentleman. I wouldn't put it past anyway, to be honest with you. He's a rogue, but a very good friend of mine. He was telling this story about how when he was younger and leaving third year, he wanted to go to see a band. And he was very fond of the band at the time, and he didn't know how he was going to get around going. So he decided that he'd buy the tickets, he had the tickets, and the best thing he could do was write a letter from the band to him, saying that they wanted him to come, and then, of course, explain this to the parents, and then he thought that this would work. So he wrote the letter. Sent the letter to his own house. He's on the way back from school one day, leaving third year, and his mother goes, "Oh, there was mail for you today." And he goes, "Oh, was there now?" Goes home, opens up the letter. You know what I mean? I was like, "Dear Paul, best wishes to you. I've enclosed two tickets so you can come along to the gig. We really hope that you enjoy." Australia was like, "Oh man, I won't believe it. Like, family's after getting in contact with me. Don't want me to go. I'm telling you, the band's after getting in contact with me. Don't want me to go to the gig. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to go. I want to go. I want to go." Next thing, the parents are kind of like, "Well, we can't not let him go. Should the band think he's..." The band obviously like him. And he really enjoyed the gig. After getting the two gigs, we couldn't do that to the child. So we let him go 10 days before he's leaving. And he was telling me afterwards, he said that to this day, he has never got caught for that. And I remember thinking to myself, fair play to you for not getting caught for that. And then I was thinking about all the lies and mischief I'd got up to over the years and got away with. And I was kind of going, "Oh, yeah. We've all done it. We've all done it." So if you've done it, get on to us right now at 0874-100-102. There's a lot of comments going in. Why is it so many of these have got to do with student loans? Ferg, I've had very similar conversations with my parents and with bank managers. No, I need the money for books. I need the money for my education. That's it. And gone out and spent a load of it then on a big night in the session with the lads. The first time you get the money through. Oh, good God, yeah. Grant Day. Do you remember Grant Day? That was brilliant. That was a great day in college. Every time the lads got the grant from the rural side of the country, they were like, "Oh, let's go, lads, out in the town." Kieran has got in contact. "If we get a dog, I promise I'll take care of it and bring it for walks and feed it." How many kids have said that and left the dog looking after it to the dad or the mum and the family? Ashton has got in contact. "The big one in our house, Ferg, was the school didn't send out your school report yet. I remember my mum waiting all summer with bated breath to get our school reports. Myself and my brother had robbed ours and threw them out. We just didn't want to get caught for getting really, really bad results or getting given out about it because we were always messing in class. That was a regular thing that happened to our house to such an extent that my mum went to the postman one day and started giving out to him because she thought we weren't getting our mail." You're causing hassle then for the postman. That's not very nice, is it? And this one comes in from Gary. He says, "If you let me blank, I'll never ask for anything else again." That has to be the biggest con of all time, Ferg. We asked some people about this.
"I went down to the Rose Trilly selling scratch cards for the festival, making lots of money. I was underage and I had to tell my mum that I went to stay with my friends, but she found out because she saw me on the telly.
I only found out the other day that when I was younger and I would ask to go anywhere with my friends or go to the cinema or go to a concert, and my mum would say, 'Yeah, no problem, of course you can.' And I would think, 'God, she's actually going to let me go.' And she told me the other day she used to discuss it with my friend's parents, knowing they wouldn't be allowed go, and tell me yes, we wouldn't have an argument, and then none of us would go anyway."
"My friends and I tried to con our parents. We said we were going to the big fire display for St. Patrick's Day in town, but we weren't planning to go to some at all. We were planning to get up to no good. And we got caught because everyone's parents rang each other's parents and realised that we were definitely not going into town. I think we'd said we were going with each other's parents. So we got caught rapid and I had stayed home."
Loving some of those. 0874-100-102, all about conning the parents. "How are you getting on, Darius? How's your afternoon going? Hope that you're having a good time." "I'm very good, thank you very much for asking. I have a brother called Jim Bob, who is now a doctor, but when we were younger, he used to always pretend he'd get tummy bugs. We'd be on the way out the driveway in the car, and he'd be left at home for the day from school out of comfort with Mam, because she was a bit of a softie. And he'd be looking out the window, waving at us as we go." What an absolute pup. And this went on for years, apparently. What an absolute devil. Yeah, we've all done. We've all tried to con parents. Abby's on the line. Abby, how are you today?
I'm well, Fergal. How are you?
I'm very good. Abby, what have you done? What have you done in the past? Tell us.
Oh, it must be about 17 years ago. I told my mum that the teachers were on a training day and we all had to stay off school. Sitting at home on the couch, having a great old time. She comes back from doing the shopping. You do not have a day off school today.
And did you play the... Now, this is another part of this long con thing is... Always play the stupid card. And that's like, no way. I could have sworn. So if you play the stupid card, and this is for Allenton in life, God, geez, that's shocking. I didn't even know that. And you'll get away with it. Anyway, Abby, yes, thank you for coming on with us.
Cool.
Have a lovely day. Susan's got in contact. She says, hey, Ferg, when I was in my teens, we used to say that we were going to the teenage disco, but instead we would sneak down to the light club along with all the boys and girls who were a lot older than us. We made sure that we made the last bus home, though, until the night we missed it. I don't think we left the house again until I was 21. Oh, yeah, that can happen.